The markets closed on Friday. How are things looking to start things off today, Mark?
Yeah, they did close on Friday, and actually today looks like it's a very, very quiet day. But I'll tell you that, you know, Friday marked the end of the first quarter, and the markets have done phenomenally well in the first quarter. The stock market measured by the S&P 500, which is a very broad measure of the market, and like the name says, it includes 500 different stocks from several different industries. By that measure of the market is up about 10% in the first quarter alone. So it's a very good report. And actually, the S&P 500 is at an all-time high. And the last time we hit an all-time high in the S&P 500 was back in October of 2007. So we had to wait nearly 5 years to get to this new all-time high. But several different stocks in the S&P 500 were of note for the first quarter. We saw Hewlett-Packard. After they plunged 45% last year, their stock is up 67% in the first quarter. And we also saw Best Buy, which has had its fair share of problems over the years, but their shares have jumped 87% in the first quarter. And Netflix, the online streaming company, more than doubled in the first quarter. That stock went from $93 to $189 a share. And we also saw JCPenney, which is a stock really nobody seems to like these days. That stock is down 23% for the first quarter. But this rally in the stock market of 10%, that has added more than $10 trillion of value to the world's largest stock market. Now, other stocks we're watching this morning, we're looking at ExxonMobil. They are working to clean up thousands of barrels of oil that spilled in Mayflower, Arkansas, after a pipeline carrying heavy Canadian crude ruptured. And the United States Environmental Protection Agency has categorized this spill as a major spill. And, matter of fact, Exxon has had to evacuate about 22 homes down there. So they are working to clean that up as we speak. And another stock we're watching this morning is Tesla Motors. This is a company that makes electric vehicles, and that stock is going to be up about 10 to 12% this morning right off the bat because their sales have exceeded everyone's target. They said they're actually going to be profitable the first quarter of this year, which everyone expected them to actually lose money. Now, another stock we're looking at is BlackBerry. BlackBerry, their stock is up about 22% the first quarter, and they reported earnings of 22 cents a share, which beat analyst expectations. Now, BlackBerry did come out and brought their new phone, which was widely anticipated to be a winner, and it really is. And they've been having their lunch eaten by Apple over the last few years, and so that stock looks like it is going to be up this morning. Now, another company we're looking at is Cal-Maine Foods. Now, this is the largest fresh egg producer in the United States, and I thought being Easter, this would be an interesting topic. This company was founded back in 1969, and this stock has been up strongly this year, and they beat analyst expectations. They reported earnings of $1.27 a share, and analysts were looking for only $1.26 a share in earnings. Their revenue was up 18% for the year. Now, it does look like the stock market is going to open up positive this morning, but not by much. Looks like the Dow is going to be up about 6 points off the opening, but we'll see where the day takes us.
All right, Mark. It looks like, something about Apple will be a good diet or something. So have that was a nice choice of words that you had there. But
Apple stock?
Yeah.
Yeah, Apple, you know, has just been tearing up BlackBerry. Like crazy. BlackBerry phones have just not been selling, but they did bring out a new phone. I haven't seen it yet, but supposedly everyone likes it.
Well, my son just bought an iPhone 5 or something, and that set him back a little bit. He better hold off on that next one, I'm afraid.
Yeah, those things are about $500 each, I believe.
Yeah, he managed to get it, I think, for $270. He said, I got a huge bargain, $270 for this phone.
Well, just wait. They're going to bring out a new iPhone, supposedly, this is rumor, in about June. So we'll see what happens there.
All right, Mark. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Take care.